Are we going to record?
Yeah, we are. Are we going to introduce the show this time in the very beginning?
Fuck up, Robert.
Are you going to stop your swearing?
Oh, yeah. New Year's resolution. Hey-o!
Welcome to the Shide Show. Here we are, a couple months in, 2011.
I'm Robert Shide.
On our way to heaven. I'm Brian
Gregory
Gerard.
Wait. Oh, you ran
all
over
you.
My,
you
ran
guys,
over
all
my
over
shit.
You. Do it again. Not the whole thing. You just need to say
Brian,
your name.
Do it again. Do the whole thing again.
Why the whole thing?
Why? We're 40 shows in-ish. Why are we having trouble still with this fucking intro?
Maybe we just should lose the intro.
No.
Crazy?
We need the intro.
I don't even know if anyone who's listening really gives an F about our intro.
Don't talk to my listeners that way.
And don't talk to my listeners that way.
Both of you can take all your both listeners...
That's the whole listeners.
Go,
that's all of them. What do you want us to tell them, Brian?
Out. My listeners definitely overpower your listeners.
You don't have fucking listeners.
No, you really don't. And even if they say they're your listeners, they're either Greg's listeners
or mine. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I say we start a campaign. And
what?
You have Team B, Team G, and Team D for dick.
Where's Team R? And why do you get two teams?
Yeah, BG.
Oh,
hey-o!
Hello.
Yeah, Robert! Yes. With a good joke to this week! All right! Put it up on the scoreboard. Brian and Greg, 3,000 apiece. Robert, 1.
Wait a second.
That's about the only true fact that Greg has shared with the show for the last couple weeks.
No, I'll say this. We have been getting a lot more listeners lately.
Oh, is that right?
We have quite a few people following us on Twitter.
Oh.
And quite a few people checking us out at theshideshow.com.
The what?
Theshideshow.com.
The what?
Theshideshow.com.
Slap it, chop it. Slap it, chop it. You slap it, you chop it. You slap it and then you chop it. Chop it and slap it.
We need somebody to take one of our podcasts and make it viral somehow. Or some of our pictures, just the way
like herpes?
The slap chop.
Yeah, like crabs
like,
or something.
What?
Make it viral?
No,
I don't want
that kind of
herpes.
Viral. No.
You know
we
what sucks about
herpes?
Herpes. Is that herpes
Please
is forever.
Tell me. It is.
But who cares, right? You got herpes, who cares? If you're in love with the person,
have
go
you,
for
have
it.
You guys-
whoa. Are you trying to... Are you trying to make yourself feel better with that?
No. I'm just saying in general. I just am aware of like how sad and freaky that must
how
be for
aware?
Some people.
Yeah,
how
it
aware?
It doesn't. I mean, you can control it. Medications come along
all
way
right,
since
Brian.
The 1800s.
How are both of you? What
way
are you
tuned
guys doing?
Into
are you guys
this.
Coping right now?
Robert, sometimes life deals you a couple deuces in a pile of lemons in the deck of cards. That is life.
Wait, are
Whoa.
You talking about? Okay, wait.
There's so, many
so there's
mixed
a deck
metaphors.
Of there's a. I'm picturing what you just said. There's
okay.
a deck of cards,
right?
But
and
it's actually
a pile of lemons,
right.
With it mixed in this deck of cards.
Correct.
And then there are a couple shits, deuces.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
In that
no,
pile,
the whole thing is covered in herpes.
And then you just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Just like life.
You ever had herpes shot?
No.
Because if you did, you'd still have it.
I'm aware of that.
I had herpes once, and I still do.
And it didn't go away.
No, I don't have herpes. I've never behaved lasciviously.
You don't have to behave whatever that word you just made up. Whatever way
it's lascivious, actually.
I've never behaved lucriticously.
All right, Leviticus.
Well,
I think you're referring
Leviticus.
To a book in the Bible, but whatever.
Right.
You don't have to actually behave in a way that is. At all outrageous to get herpes or any STD. That's
well,
the thing
know,
about STDs that's kind
of
shitty.
HPV is one of those scary
all over
things.
The place.
HPV is all over the place.
I'm sure you have it. I'm sure you have it. Should
well, I don't know. I got
No, you can't get tested for HPV, my brother. Trust
no,
me.
No, well, they have a vaccination that's out, actually.
Yeah,
for two of like the 200 and something.
Exactly.
Of them,
so
know.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Everyone has it.
Well,
when I went to get tested for HPV, they were just like, don't even bother, man. It's too late.
No, that's
Everybody's
nice.
Got it.
That's good.
Trust me. Don't okay. worry. Walk. Get out of my fucking office.
Wait, where did you go
what
that
is,
they treated you that way?
The Sabin Free Clinic on Sunset.
I have a question.
That's actually true. That's a very grim place. Don't
what,
ever go there.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Human papillomavirus.
I don't want to talk about this.
It's HPV.
Yeah, let's not talk about this. Nice. It's so disgusting.
Do you guys?
Everyone has it, though, so it's not disgusting.
No, everyone's got it. Let me ask you guys this as part of your New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Get rid of HPV?
We're all potentially over the age of 30 right now, right?
Not just potentially, but yes.
Okay.
What?
Do you notice that when you get over the after 30 strikes that your body starts? Your body starts to really deteriorate.
And your accent also starts to deteriorate.
Your body
from
really
Scotland or something like that. Hey, when I turned 32,
wait a minute,
as if I were from Scotland. No, did I go another accent in there?
You almost went to Irish.
I almost went to Irish, but if I had gone to Ireland, I have to be 35 to be Irish.
When I went to Ireland, it was the best 48 hours of my life, and I met a woman, and she said to me, "Oh, Greg, don't you have the nicest eyes? I could just fall right off the planet into those eyes.
Aww.
Just want to look right in them." And I was like, "Do you have a surfboard that I could paddle out into the North Atlantic on? Because I can't fucking take this. And I don't want to live another moment past this moment in my life." Sure enough, that was the peak.
And it's been downhill ever since.
Downhill ever since.
Wow. So you were saying, Brian.
Not necessarily true.
Your body mm-hmm. deteriorating.
What are you talking about?
Wait, what? Are you saying your body is deteriorating?
No, what I'm saying is after 30, there's definitely a level of your body not behaving like it did 10 years prior. And you need to start exercising. You need to start – your behavioral patterns need to shift a little
bit. I've been exercising my whole life, so I actually haven't noticed any difference. My body's actually getting better as I get older, I feel like.
Well, okay. I want to disagree with – just in the time that I've known you, I can see a steady decline in your body.
Is that true?
Just in the face area. I don't know where the rest of you looks like.
My God.
Brian?
I agree.
Yep.
What?
Sorry, Greg.
It's almost as if you took a hot frying pan and dunked your face right into it.
What are you fucking talking about?
It's like
about?
You turned 30.
He's talking about a hot frying pan.
You think I look worse now than I did when you met me?
Just because of age. Your face is deteriorating.
Oh, my God. What do you mean?
Well, age and your habits. Your very, very bad habits.
Yep. Like what?
Lifestyle habits.
Like what?
Lifestyle habits. Your attitude. Your outlook on life.
It's all gotten worse.
Yeah.
Your diet, how you drive, how you talk to people.
What you drink.
What you eat.
Yep.
That's what diet is, though.
This is a sad conversation for me.
Not for you, but for us. We're just calling it out. Just being like, you have to be tuned into what's happening to your body.
Yeah.
You've got to be exercising more. You've got to really be eating the right things.
But see, I thought that I was looking better, and you're telling me that I'm actually looking worse.
No, what do you do to exercise?
I do 50 push-ups a day and 200 sit-ups a day.
What do you
I ride my
bike.
What
do you do for your face?
I wash it.
Yeah.
What should I do? Botox it?
I don't know, but whatever you're doing is not good enough.
Oh, man.
Well, look, now that you're aware of it, you know you can work on it.
Mm. Now, Robert.
What do you suggest?
Now, Robert, if we may just shift the compass to the east side of the room.
Oh. All right, Brian, you want to be in the spotlight? Let's do it. That was east.
Oh, it's you. That's you, Robert.
But wait, you're the west side.
I don't know what side.
See, I think Robert looks better than he did when I met him.
That's probably because I have a beard.
His face looks better, but his body is that of a 12-year-old girl.
Wait.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
How do you know the body of a 12-year-old girl?
18.
No, that's 18, a good question.
18. Let's stick with 18.
Oh, my God.
18.
No. I'm so fucked.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. And Brian?
10-year-old boy?
10-year-old boy.
12-year-old.
Well, Robert, how do you feel? Because I feel like $1 million. I feel like I'm actually aging in reverse. I'm getting younger as I get older.
You know, I feel pretty good. I know what Brian's talking about. I can say that when I go running, compared to how I was before, if I take a little break, like a week or two, and then I go out and run again, I feel it a lot more in my body. Going back into it than before.
Are you sure? Or is that just a story you're telling yourself because you're like, oh my God, I'm 30.
No.
So my body hurts more. Or did your body always hurt when you ran?
No.
Let me tell you something.
My body, are you going to let me answer the question?
No, I don't.
Just going to bulldoze right through.
I'm having a different thought.
Okay.
Let me give you some advice.
Please.
On why your body's hurting when you're running.
From the man with the face.
Because you're running. Don't run. Running is the worst thing you can do to your body.
That's not true.
Runners die 50 years sooner than everyone else.
What is? Where did you get that data?
Because you start running, and then all of a sudden, one day, all your bodies shatter like
running
two tubes of glass.
Running is definitely the worst thing. Everyone I know, the worst exercise
you can do.
The running is bad because of shoes.
Whatever, Shine.
I'm serious.
You're gonna wear shoes when you run.
No, you don't have to.
Yes, you. What are you gonna fucking run barefoot in Los Angeles? Good luck with your hepatitis C, asshole!
I'm actually vaccinated.
I'm in great shape, but my feet are blistered. I have diabetes and hepatitis C because I've been running barefoot through the streets of Los Angeles.
You get diabetes from something you run into?
I hate this show.
No, look, you can wear, you know those shoes that are barely there, right? The ones that are just like, they look just like your little toes.
Hey, you know what, Shine? Stop.
I'm telling you right now, it's healthier for you. And I'm going to play this video. I'm going to put a link for this video. Stop. I'm going to put the link for this video on theshideshow.com.
Who's knocking on the door?
Oh, God. Who's knocking on the door? I don't want to answer the door. You answer the damn door.
What are you flipping through the magazine for, Furious?
I'm trying to find
He's going to show these shoes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
these
you know feet, what I'm talking these about. These feet shoes.
Whatever, man. Anything that you do, any type of exercise that you do that makes it so you have to wear a special type of shoe in order not to destroy your body, I'm all set.
I agree. Running is definitely the worst. There they are. Running is definitely the worst thing you can do to your body.
These are the shoes.
You are stability, our support cushioning.
What are they called? Vibrams. Vibram. So, ladies and gentlemen of Vibram, I'm a size 8. Greg, you're a size... what size shoes?
I'm a size I don't run, so don't send me these shoes.
No, you got to put them on. You're just going to walk around with them on. You need to put those
these
on.
These shoes look like feet. What's the point? I don't get it.
It's a transition. If you want to go completely barefoot, fine. But this is something to protect you from the glass and everything else. And plus, when I run, I don't run out on the street.
Where do you
run? I run on a fire trail. There's dirt. It's dirt. Huh. Now, I'm not going to go running barefoot. I'm not going to go to that degree. But I was convinced after watching this video that the shoes themselves, all this arch support, all this extra stuff, is not helping us. This is from a runner who's been running all of his life, and as soon as he stopped wearing shoes, and this is a guy who runs marathons and ultra marathons.
Wait. What's an ultra marathon? Where you run around the world?
100 miles. Crazy, crazy, crazy distance.
Running 100 miles?
Yes.
Who is this asshole? How old is this asshole?
You'll see him.
How old is he?
I'm going to show. I don't know.
Tell me right now.
He's
approximately.
Older than us. He's older than both of us.
He'll be dead at 45 then.
Thank you,
Ryan. No, he's not going to be dead at 45.
Yes, runners die 50 years sooner.
As soon as he switched from wearing shoes to no shoes, he runs barefoot.
People started booing and mocking him. Got it.
Aside from that, all of his injuries stopped. He hasn't gotten a running injury since.
Luck of the draw.
We should throw all our shoes out and just walk around barefoot all the time.
That's what he wants.
The days of Jesus back again.
Well,
yeah.
I'm concerned about those same things that you were talking about. Glass and all that other stuff that you would, get in your foot. Which is why I like these shoes. These shoes intrigue me. And who knows, maybe the next time you see me, I'll have a pair. But
if you ever show up wearing those shoes, I will cut your face off and wear like a hat.
Well, it'll be an improvement on your face.
That's true. Hell? At least, maybe you should wear my face as your face. It might look better on you.
I look better because you do all those push-ups and sit-ups. But the face, man, it's just...
What do you do for exercise?
For exercise?
Ryan?
Every day when I wake up, I do a circuit.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean, a circuit?
I do...
You do an electrical circuit?
I plug into an electrical circuit.
That's good.
Okay. Great.
I do 65 pull-ups. 72 chin-ups, 250 push-ups, and 500 sit-ups.
And you could lift this house off of the foundation.
Well, yeah. I can. Why would I want to lift this house off the foundation? And then I usually get on my bike and bike about 100 miles a day.
Wow. So at what point do you wake up? This is like you dream, and then you wake up sweating, and then you're like, oh.
Oh. Not.
And then you just you shuffle into the kitchen and eat
yourself
some bacon.
You know why I run? You know why I would run? Let me tell you what would make me run.
What would make you run?
A tiger chasing me.
That's good.
Luckily, there's not a lot of tigers over in the Los Feliz area.
Don't need to run because I don't want to destroy my body.
Well, I can tell you that this guy here, And I'm gonna give our listeners the link. Christopher McDougall. Is that how you pronounce that? What do you think?
Yeah.
It's not McDougall with a double L.
Yeah. I don't know. Put a German twist on it, Shai. That's what you always do.
Christopher McDougall. McDougall is more of a gotta be Scottish or Irish. McDougall.
That's the sound of armies mobilizing.
McDougall. Anyway, his TED Talks was entitled "Are We Born to Run?" And he talked about how our ancestors essentially weren't big enough to take down these animals, and so what he thought we were able to do was we ran them down. We would actually tire them out because we are born to run extreme distances. And other animals are not. They would eventually tire down. So we would literally just run them down. And it wasn't just the men. It was the whole family. And he talks about in this thing, it's really fascinating how women are not fast sprinters. Compared to men, they cannot do it. They cannot keep up to men. However, when it comes to long distances, women are right up there with men in terms of the fastest. They are at the same times, and they're able to do extreme distances just as well as any man.
That's because the
whole family unit runs.
Mm. Well, first of all, women can do that because they don't have a ball sack that's in their way, whapping against them their inner thigh with that's weight and that's friction.
Okay,
that's number one.
Not everybody is
and aerodynamics and wind resistance.
Not everybody is working with the bowling balls that you've got between
giant
your legs.
Ball sack.
It's such a burden. It's mostly a burden most of the time.
Keep going.
Now, when this guy gave this talk, did they pan to the audience and that it was empty and nobody gave a fuck?
No, it was full and everyone.
The other thing is, I understand that we could probably outrun distance wise a puma, but a puma is a lot faster than us. So that argument of we can outrun
them. No. We run them down. We tire them out. The ones that we are trying to kill.
Hey, you know what's going to happen when I try to run down a lion? The lion's going to sit there and eat my head.
You're not hunting
it's not
lions.
This is, first of all,
it's pack.
What are we running?
We run as a pack.
Boars.
And we run
they're going to take
down.
Their big husks and stick them through my thigh.
Hey, Greg,
and then the running's over.
Hold on a second. Did you ever try chasing a squirrel?
No, I'm not a paranoid schizophrenic. I've never chased a squirrel.
And let me tell you something. That's a good example because that's what he brings up.
Chasing a squirrel.
It's like chasing a squirrel or chasing a rabbit or something like that.
You know why I don't chase squirrels? Because they go into the trees. And then we start being like, are we born to climb trees? Yes. Back in the day, women and men and children were climbing trees, tiring out the squirrels. No.
The good news is we're all going to have to get back to that because the world will end next year and we have to get back to the basics of chasing squirrels and rabbits just to survive.
We have to run from the melting crust that'll be chasing our chasing us as we're running away from the world collapsing in on itself.
Oh, man. Yeah. Those will be the good times.
So even if you don't want to run, Greg, you should start running to think about it.
I'm never going to run. I hope that until the end. I hope that when the end comes, we're together and I can, as it's coming crashing down around us, I can look at you guys and go, I told you so.
Is that it? That would make you happy right at the end.
That would make me so happy.
If I ever get a phone call, you know, and I'm on a different coast, and you're like, I just hear you screaming, I told you so! And I'll be like, oh, God.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm going to start running.
You're going to run. Oh, man.
Baby, we were born to run. On behalf of Robert Scheid and Greg Coy, I'm Brian Gerard.
Bye.